Support for KRVS comes from the Tesh Project, presenting the Trash Bash and Boogie, a volunteer bayou cleanup event and celebration featuring music by the Pine Leaf Boy Trio, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, September 14th at Parc des Pins in Brobridge. For more information, the website is teshproject.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will meet again with his Russian counterpart in New York later this month as the U.S. and Russia work on reviving plans for a peace conference aimed at ending Syria's civil war. But Kerry says prospects for such a conference are linked to the outcome of diplomatic efforts to place Syria's chemical weapons under international control.
We are committed to try to work together, beginning with this initiative on the chemical weapons, in hopes that those efforts could pay off and bring peace and stability to a war-torn part of the world.
Kerry speaking after meeting at the UN office in Geneva with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. National Guard troops are helping residents leave Colorado towns cut off by flooding triggered by late summer downpours. Thousands of additional evacuations have been ordered in communities along the eastern slopes of the Rockies. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper says the floodwaters are more dangerous than they may appear.
You got to recognize that this water is filled with debris and sand, and it is almost like liquid cement, and it can, even just a foot and a half of water can knock people over.
The flooding has killed at least three people in Colorado. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the massive fire that destroyed businesses along parts of the boardwalk in two coastal towns is almost completely contained now, but fire crews are still soaking the ruins.
Today's job is focused solely on putting out the smoldering that is taking place in small pockets along the boardwalk, and that may continue for days.
Many of the businesses destroyed had just recently been rebuilt after Hurricane Sandy. A judge in India has sentenced four men to death for the gang rape and murder of a young woman late last year. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports today's court proceedings lasted less than 2 minutes.
Issuing his decision, Judge Yogesh Khanna said the attack shocked the collective conscience of India, acknowledging the prevalence of assaults on women. He said the courts cannot turn a blind eye toward such gruesome crimes. The judge found that the victim had been so severely injured by rods inserted into her body that her internal organs had been destroyed. As the death sentence was declared, the wail of one of the four men, 20-year-old Vinay Sharma, filled the tiny courtroom. He then broke down in sobs. The mother of the victim had long called for the death penalty for her daughter's assailants and spoke of feeling relieved. The ruling now goes to the Delhi High Court, where the convicted men are certain to appeal. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
A federal appeals court has upheld the conviction of former San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds on obstruction of justice charges regarding his testimony to a grand jury looking into the use of performance-enhancing drugs by professional athletes. The court ruled that someone intending to mislead may be convicted of obstruction even if their statements were factual. Wall Street, the Dow is up 60 points. This is NPR News. The Commerce Department says retail sales barely budged last month, increasing just 0.2%. Only half of that if you exclude auto sales. That's the smallest gain in 4 months. A bomb blast at a Sunni mosque north of Baghdad has killed 28 people today. Officials say dozens of others were injured. The attack is the latest incident in a surge of violence in Iraq, taking place amid rising tensions between the country's Sunni and Shiite Muslims. Those tensions are being blamed in part on the divisions reflected in the civil war in neighboring Syria. A new report finds that young children worldwide are far less likely to die today than they were two decades ago. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that child mortality in some of the poorest countries in the world has been cut in half since 1990.
A new report from UNICEF says the number of children under the age of 5 dying from preventable causes dropped from 12.6 million in 1990 to just 6.6 million last year. Pneumonia, malaria, and diarrhea remain the leading killers of kids on the planet. Some of the most significant progress in bringing down rates of child mortality has been in some of the poorest countries in the world. Bangladesh has slashed the rate at which kids under 5 are dying by 72% over the last two decades. Ethiopia has seen a 67% drop in child mortality. The authors of the report point out that Niger achieved similar results in part by creating free health clinics for mothers in rural parts of the West African nation. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Washington.
A balloonist who is trying to cross the Atlantic from Maine using hundreds of helium-filled balloons, similar to those in the animated movie Up, has been forced to abandon his quest. He landed safely in Newfoundland, in Canada. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from American Express, bringing business owners together to exchange insights. Learn more at openforum.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, please stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. We're going to go back next to 1990 and listen to Joe Louis Walker, one of his early recordings. He was actually on the San Francisco blues scene back in the 1960s. He was at one time a roommate of Michael Bloomfield, and got to hang around with Bloomfield, Lightning Hopkins, and a lot of other blues luminaries back then, but got out of the blues, went to school, ended up singing with a gospel group, and then in the mid-80s started getting back into blues, and of course he's been going great guns ever since. Here he is, live at a place called Slim's in San Francisco with a number called Don't Play Games. Joe Louis Walker.
Want some fool to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Well, when we first got together, you promised me you'd be true. When we first got together, darling, you promised me you'd be true. But you'd better watch yourself. Something strange might happen to you. Thank you. don't play games. Don't play games with my heart. Don't play games. Don't play games with my heart. Cause if you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Yourself a toy. Yourself a toy. Yourself a toy. You know I love you. I can't be your toy. You know I need you. But I can't be your toy. I'm begging, please, please, please. I can't be your toy, woman. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I can't be your toy.
Coffee warmer, sweet and sour. Say you love me, but you don't. Say you will, but you won't. Coffee warmer, sweet and sour. Say you love me, but you don't. Round and through, in and out, over and under, in and out. I was once loved by two women, but love was not in my heat. Hand me down, oh, hand me down. Hand me down, Lord, from this ball and chain. I did evil. Oh, I did evil. Evil come. Come my way, I did evil, I did evil, evil come, come my way. Sweet and sour, say you love me, but you don't. Say you want me, but you won't. Coffee warmer, sweet and sour, say you love me, but you don't. Thank you.
The Ethereal and Brooding Blues of Otis Taylor. This from his disc Clovis People, Volume 3. It came out on Telarc Records in 2010. And that, of course, was Coffee Woman. Before hearing Otis Taylor, we heard Joe Louis Walker. Some early Joe Louis Walker. We heard Louis from 1990 doing a number called Don't Play Games. And on that last track, Otis Taylor's daughter, Cassie Taylor, was playing bass. She's accompanied him on a number of his discs, and she's got one out herself now that's doing fairly well for her. It's called Out of My Mind, getting a bit of airplay on blues radio programs around the country. Here is Cassie Taylor with a number called Lay My Head on Your Pillow.
Support for KRVS comes from the Acadiana Center for the Arts, presenting Jazz at the Center, featuring vibraphone virtuoso Warren Wolf and his jazz quintet, Friday, September 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the James Devon Munkus Theater in downtown Lafayette. For tickets and more information, the phone number is 233-7060. The website is acadianacenterforthearts.org.
She wants your passion and your caress. She wants your hands on her and a soulful kiss. But she's looking for more than just that, son. There's got to be something under the good times and fun. She wants steady love.
Steady love.
Oh, steady love.
Steady love.
When the chips are down, the kind you can be sure of is that steady love. Well, she might like flowers. She might like a poem. She'd like it better. Stayed at home and cooked with her and did a little dance. 'Cause when the kitchen is happy, love has a chance. She wants steady love.
Steady love.
Ooh, steady love.
Steady love.
Ooh, yeah, when the chips are down, the kind you can be sure of is that steady love. Settle down. Might have written books or made CDs to sell, but they mostly just think about themselves. She wants steady love.
Steady love.
Oh, steady love.
Steady love.
Ooh, Lord, when the chips are down, the kind you can be sure of is that steady love. Tell me about that steady love.
Steady Love was the title track to Maria Muldaur's album, Steady Love. It came out in 2011, recorded in New Orleans. Maria preceded by Cassie Taylor. Cassie from the disc Out of My Mind. She did a number called Lay My Head on Your Pillow. Again, she's the daughter of Otis Taylor. Interesting blues man, and his daughter is cut from the same cloth. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to the Tedeschi Trucks Band and their brand new disc, Made Up Mind. Here's an interesting tune that would definitely fit what's happening in parts of Colorado right now. Susan Tedeschi on vocals, Derek Trucks on guitar with The Storm. the Tedeschi Trucks Band from their new release, Made Up Mind, again a number called Storm. Derek Trucks on guitar and his wife, Susan Tedeschi, on vocals. Susan, of course, is a really fine guitar player in her own right. And we're going to turn next to someone that the same thing could be said about. And in fact, probably the first really, really great woman blues guitarist. We're talking about Memphis Minnie, born Lizzie Douglas here in Louisiana, grew up in Memphis. Here she is at the age of 56, recorded in 1953, Memphis Minnie with a number called World of Trouble.
On a boogie woogie choo choo train. it's Lord. Train the planet's lazy. All the boogie woogie woogie choo-choo train. Don't be ashamed, baby. Ride the boogie woogie choo-choo train. That man makes me happy. He makes me sad. Sometimes he drives me stark raving mad. When he hits the boogie woogie on the boogie woogie choo-choo train, I'm going insane on the boogie woogie choo-choo train. Ooh-wee, cry choo-choo. Ooh-wee, cry choo-choo. That man is to blame for going sane on the boogie woogie choo-choo train.
Mabel Scott from 1951 with Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train. She was said to have been a very, very good pianist, although she wasn't playing piano on that particular track. She had also been at one time married to the pianist Charles Brown. She was preceded by Memphis Minnie, whom we heard recorded back in 1953. Memphis Minnie doing a number called World of Trouble. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to one of the, this guy probably had as long a life as almost any of the Delta Blues men, with maybe one or two exceptions like Pinetop Perkins. We're talking about Honey Boy Edwards. He was also from that era of the first generation of blues recording artists. He was 96 years old when he passed away a couple of years ago. When he was young, he played picnics and juke joints with the likes of Big Joe Williams, later with Tommy McLennan, Robert Johnson, Big Joe Williams, Walter Horton, and Yank Rachel, and others. We're going to listen to Honey Boy recorded. Actually, this is from his first session that was done for the Library of Congress by Alan Lomax in Clarksdale, Mississippi, back in July of 1942. Here's Honey Boy Edwards with the Army Blues.
Lord, I bump from town to town. When I first started out the bumming, baby, Lord, I bump from town to town. Lord, if I didn't get easy, you'll leave now. Lord, them jobs are turning around. Can take your man. Uncle Sam, he that woman, but he sure can take your man. Lord, he would take him, he would carry him to some long old distant land. Do to you. He would take out that jitterbug and put you right in the khaki suit. Now let me tell you, let me tell you. On the side, won't do to you. He would take out that jitterbug you wearing right here now. Put you right in your own khaki suit. Lord, I'll be by riding train. Mm-hmm. my baby don't know. Lord, I'm gonna walk to New York City, baby, now, now. Clean that gut, old Mexico.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
Now I left for Ripley. The weather was kind of cool. Now when I left a ripping, the weather was kind of cool. Said, boy, y'all be careful, probably you might catch the flu. That manifest went down in the free rail bar. Now I hung that manifest. I went down in free rail bar. Now I could hear the special agent when he come tipping over town. Up to country, show his heart on a man. Now I'm special leading up to country, to show his heart on a man. Now they would put him off when he hungry and won't even let him ride no train. And I sure was feeling bad. Now I was sitting down in St. Trading, and I sure was feeling bad. Now they wouldn't let me ride no fast train. They put me off on a doggone train. Special agent put me off close to some town. Special agent put me off close to some town. Now I got to do some recording, and I ought to be recording right now.
From 1938, that was music from Sleepy John Estes from Ripley, Tennessee, a number called Special Agent, talking about the railroad police. Sleepy John Estes's music was very interesting to a lot of blues folklorists because he sang about a lot of topical interests of the day, a lot of things that would happen around Mississippi, things that were going on at the time, farm work, airplanes, all sorts of stuff. Very, very interesting artist. Started recording and first recorded back in 1929. Sleepy John Estes. And of course, his career was revived in the late 50s, early 60s, when he was rediscovered almost blind and very bad condition. But he ended up performing a bit on festival stages for the last few years of his life. He was preceded by Honey Boy Edwards here on KRVS. We heard Honey Boy from 1942, recorded by Alan Lomax for the Library of Congress. Honey Boy Edwards did an interesting number called the Army Blues. Walter Horton may have been the blues harp player on that number. I know they played a bit together, but there were not clear credits as far as that particular recording is concerned. We're going to turn next to something a little different. This time, music from Brian Lee in the late 80s on up till 1997. He used to perform in the old Absinthe House bar in the French Quarter in New Orleans. Fine guitarist and vocalist. We're going to listen to him accompanied here with special guest Kenny Wayne Shepherd, also on guitar. They're going to do a Willie Dixon number that Muddy Waters made famous many years ago. Here's Brian Lee with his version of I'm Ready.
All right, we're going to get Kenny Wayne back up here and get Frank and Kenny both to suck their guitar to you, baby. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
blues, and Kenny can play the blues. I'm going to try to play the blues, too, because I'm kind of an old man, you know, so I'm going to have to just really, I'm going to have to mash on it, baby. Yeah.
Brian Lee and Friends with a rendition of I'm Ready from the disc Live at the Old Absinthe House Bar Saturday night. That wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in and also invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. Then at 7 p.m. tonight, Big Band Swings with Lee Kleinpeter, followed at 9 by the Avalon Variety Hour with Joanna Devine, and then Out on the Fringe with James Van Way at 10 p.m. So do stay tuned here on Public Radio for Acadiana. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio and supported also by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And this program is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Here's Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers Blues Quartet with a rendition of an old Little Walter tune called Sad Hours to take us on up to the top of the hour and American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Have a good weekend.
everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley. And coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we have Charlie Musselwhite taking over the whole show with his performance at the 2012 Bill Street Music Fest in Memphis, Tennessee. That, plus our feature host, Heavenly Sight, A Vision Out of Blindness, will continue. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Saturday night at 11 here on KRVS.
For 10 years, musicians from the major religions of the world have gathered in the ancient city of Fez, Morocco, to share their inspirational arts. Hello, I'm Georges Collinet. Join me for the World Sacred Music Festival in Fez, Morocco, on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.